Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Low Ellen students largely disinterested in anti-mandate protest. Few students at Low Ellen Park Secondary School seemed interested in today's protest. Far more students were seen cursing and flipping off protesters than participating in the rally, which was supposed to include a walkout at 2 p.m. in opposition to COVID-related health measures. A group of approximately 20 protesters lined the street with signs and cheered on students as they left the school early. It appeared the majority of their targets were simply walking home. They put their heads down as they walked past cheering protesters. "Are you here for the protest?" one protester asked one of these students. "No, I'm going home," they responded. As students huddled in a group outside the school waiting to be picked up at approximately 2:30 p.m., one of the protesters yelled, "This is a jail, not a school," which elicited laughter from the students. Read the full story here. Adding $103 million in municipal debt to be voted on by City Council. The question of whether to add $103 million in municipal debt will be voted on by Mayor and Council during Tuesday's Finance and Administration Committee meeting. The new debt would result in an additional debt repayment expense of $4,498,042 by 2023. The bulk of the new debt, however, has already been anticipated by the city's leadership team and has been factored into various public economic reports, including last year's S&P Global Ratings, which reaffirmed the city's AA credit rating. Only if staff believes it will be less cost to the taxpayer by going the debt route would staff ever recommend going the debt route, said Ward 7 Coun. Mike Yakubo, who also serves as chair of the city's Finance and Administration Committee. "That's a very key component of our debt policy. In some cases," he said, "that skyrocketing costs can make saving to pay for major projects more expensive than taking on debt and incurring the associated interest payments." Read the full story here. Military convoy passing through the Greater Sudbury area this weekend. A different kind of convoy unrelated to the anti-vaccine mandate truckers effort is expected to make its way through the Greater Sudbury area this weekend. The military convoy will consist of approximately 150 soldiers and 20 vehicles from the 4th Canadian Division's 31 Canadian Brigade Group, which will be conducting military convoys from Barrie to the Sudbury area, and from Barrie to the Petawawa area on February 11 to 12. During this time, residents can expect to see various military vehicles traveling northbound on Highway 400 through Parry Sound, and north and northeast on Highways 11 and 60 through Orillia, Huntsville and Barry's Bay. They'll be stopping short of Sudbury at Burwash. In a media release, 31 Canadian Brigade Group Lieutenant Andrew McLaughlin cautions motorists and pedestrians to use caution when approaching and in the vicinity of these vehicles. Read the full story here. Ford declares state of emergency in response to truck demonstrations. Premier Doug Ford declared a state of emergency in Ontario during a news conference from Queen's Park. He said he will convene cabinet in order to enact orders that would make it illegal and punishable to block and impede the transportation of goods, people and services along critical infrastructure. These measures would include protecting international border crossings, 400 series highways, airports, ports, bridges and railways. Fines for non-compliance will be severe, the premier said, with a maximum penalty set at $100,000 and up to 1 year imprisonment. Commercial and personal licenses of those who do not comply could be at risk as a result of these temporary emergency orders, Ford said. This will not impede the rights of Ontarians to peacefully protest. It will provide additional tools to help stop the illegal occupation of Ottawa and the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor. Watch the press conference here. Fifth person charged in connection to deadly 2021 fire on Bruce Avenue. A fifth person has been charged in connection to the fatal fire on Bruce Avenue fire that killed three people in April 2021. Riley Roy, 27, was arrested on April 30, 2021 and charged with conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. Roy is not in custody, and his matter will return to court in March. His name and details of his arrest were never released by Greater Sudbury Police Service at the time. Police and firefighters responded to the blaze shortly after 5 a.m. on April 11. There were four people inside the home when the fire started. Two women and a man died. The fourth, another man, survived by jumping out a window. Four other men have been charged in connection to the deadly fire for offenses ranging from conspiracy to commit murder, being party to an arson and first-degree murder. Read the full story here. Ontario reports 435 COVID patients in ICUs, 50 more deaths. There are 435 patients in Ontario intensive care units with COVID-related critical illness, according to the latest update from the province, published February 11. Of the ICU patients, 279 are on ventilators because of COVID-19. The number of ICU patients and ventilated patients has decreased this week, down from 517 ICU patients and 312 ventilated patients reported February 4. Today's update also includes 50 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. The province has reported more than 300 COVID-related deaths in February 2022. Limited testing has captured 2,907 new cases included in the latest report. New case counts are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,027,117 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,067,511 recoveries and 12,040 deaths. Read the full story here. Mild weather won't stick around for the weekend. Forecast shows it's going to be a chilly weekend, folks. Expect a mix of sun and cloud today, with a 60% chance of light snow early in the morning. The skies will then clear and the wind will pick up, blowing from the north at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50, before becoming light near noon. Today's high is minus 17 with a wind chill of minus 35 in the morning and minus 22 in the afternoon. There is a risk of frostbite. Tonight, the skies will stay clear and the temperature will drop to minus 29. For Sunday, expect clear, sunny skies and a high of minus 17, with the mercury dipping to minus 27 for the overnight.